The grant will fund Learning the Visual Structure of Algebra, a 3-year study of approaches to teaching algebra.
The basic idea of the grant is to take ideas from psychology and from cognitive science and try to apply them in the classroom.
A psychologist, Dr. Landy, has been looking at people who are good at it, who are skilled at doing algebra.
Who sort of have gotten it and gotten over that hump, and looked at how they understand and make sense out of equations. This is really hard. One of the things that a lot of people who are learning algebra just fall apart on and have a lot of difficulty with is just making sense out of how to read an equation and see what it says.
He said his past research has led him to conclude,
people don't really learn to read equations. They really learn to see them in a new way. So there's really some kind of learning to look differently at math once you've understood it.
He's also found that people who do a lot of math well are really thinking visually.
We took simple equations of physical situations, and we were doing this study with physics majors. So it's things they understood. You know, we might take, say, there are two objects, like two balls, and you're just looking at these balls flying through the air, and you're thinking about their momentum. So what we did was we didn't describe the situation to the subjects. We just gave them an equation that was an accurate equation for the situation. And then we'd ask them, oh, just draw a picture of a situation that would correspond to this.
The placement of math terms in the equation, he said, was manipulated.
And if people are thinking of the equation as a picture, well, then we expected when they drew their pictures, if we'd put the math terms far apart, they'd put them far apart in the picture. And if we stuck them close together, so they were really getting added together inside the equation, they kind of grouped with parentheses around them, then when people drew the picture, then they would draw the masses close together. And that's exactly what happened.
Students who find algebra difficult, Dr. Landy said, shouldn't feel alone.
We teach a lot of rules, and the rules are important, but we really, I think, don't do a great job at this point of helping people who don't already see or who don't immediately catch on to this way of seeing.
To remedy that, he began developing ways to manipulate equations on the computer screen.
Use your mouse to kind of pick up pieces of that equation and move them in appropriate ways. And they respond in appropriate ways. So you can see what happens to an equation as you transform it. And I came across Sean Barry, who's this fantastic developer who was working on exactly the same basic idea, and he was coming at it from an algebra tutoring experience. So he had worked as an algebra tutor and just noticed that this kind of instruction worked. And so we've teamed up, and he's been developing this tool, Algebra Touch. And for the grant, what we'll do is further the development of that. Right now, it's a really nice tool, and it's actually available on the iTunes store if you have an iPad. But it really goes through the first couple of chapters of algebra. It goes through very, very little of what we'd really like it to cover. So the idea is to really flesh it out.
The grant will also make it possible to find ways to teach with the tool.
But what we're hoping to do is really help people line up what they're doing on the computer, which works so well, it works so smoothly, and it's very easy to visualize, and actually bridge that into the ways that they can solve problems when they're doing it on the test, when they're doing it at home with paper, so that they'll be able to see things right even when the program isn't there to help them.
The grant is provided by DOE's Cognition and Student Learning section of the Institute of Education Sciences. John Ogle, WCVE News.